Well, howdy everyone and good morning. Thanks for joining me again as we continue to read through Scripture together. And we are reading through the book, The Prophet of Joel. And if you remember back from chapter 1, Joel was the author. He was the one that God called to prophesy to Judah regarding their many sins. And remember the two things that Joel was really pressing home to the people. Those two things being the devastation of the land that the Lord had brought about as judgment for their sin by locusts, and also the coming army of the Lord that would come against them if they did not repent and turn from their sins and turn unto their God. And so chapter 1, he really laid out in much detail, even speaking to specific groups of people regarding the devastation of the land and the mourning and the weeping that they should be doing over their sin and what has happened because the Lord has laid waste all of their livelihood and their crops and their stock in all of these things. This devastation and judgment was from the Lord's hand. And this raises really an important thing even for us to think about today because many may think, well, when bad things happen, when terrible, when devastating things happen, it's all from and because of Satan. And indeed, Satan does do many wicked things, and Satan indeed does afflict God's people in many ways. But it's important to remember, too, the holiness of God and his hatred of sin. And his judgment of sin, even temporally, and his chastening of his people, really bringing that discipline into our lives, sometimes hard discipline and chastening, so that we would turn from our sin and our wicked ways and turn unto Christ. And so here in Joel, we see this with his people, that he has brought judgments upon them for their sin. And now in chapter 2, Joel is going to present and talk about the day of the Lord, as well as he's going to issue a call to repentance. And what will happen if the people turn from their sins, repent, and turn unto God. So let's dive into the text here this morning and hear now his very word. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like swift steeds, so they run. With a noise like chariots over mountaintops they leap, like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people set in battle array. Before them the people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. Everyone marches in formation, and they do not break ranks. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. Though they lunge between the weapons, they are not cut down. They run to and fro in the city. They run on the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So render your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, "Spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nation should rule over them." Why should they say among the peoples, "Where is their God?" Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, "Behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations, but I will remove far from you the northern army and will drive him away into a barren and desolate land with his face toward the eastern sea and his back towards the western sea. His stench will come up and his foul odor will rise, because he has done monstrous things. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Amen and amen. Praise God for this very word here in Joel chapter 2. We see the Lord's judgment. But as the people and the Lord working in the hearts of his people, as they turn to him in true repentance, he brings deliverance. Praise God for that wonderful truth. May that bless you in your day today. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue in Joel chapter 3. God bless you. We'll see you then.